I've got Brady Gray. Brady, talk us through the final moments.
Yeah, obviously really exciting for the group. It's always great to play in front of the fans. They really got us up in the second half, and it was great to get the result in the end.
What was behind the start to the last quarter? I mean, you just blew them away. It was a real blitz in terms of possession.
Yeah, I think we'd been building to that for the second half, but it comes back to our effort. We kept it simple and got the hit around the ball. They got some really good mids that we needed to match, and we fixed some things around the ball, and then the hit come, and then we got the goals, the reward.
I'll send you upstairs. We've got Carl Langdon, Mark Reddings and Luke McFarlane.
Brady Gray, Luke McFarlane here. Mate, congratulations on the result tonight. Liked your performance. There's a little bit of spite in the game early. Did that spur a couple of you to rise to another level?
Yeah, I think that's AFL football. We set the standard with our hit around the ball, and a few of them went after our younger guys, and it was really good for us to stand up for them, and in the end we wore them down and got the result.
You've kicked three career goals now, Brady. Mark Reddings here. Fair to say tonight's was the best of the lot?
Yeah, enjoyed that one. Obviously with the crowd there, got to be excited, but it's always great to play here at Paterson, Domain, in front of the crowd, and to get the result obviously really excites them, and we love playing here in front of our fans.
Brady, how important are the leaders at the Fremantle Football Club to turn your season around, what it was looking like after round two? The likes of David Mundy, Aaron Sandlands, Nathan Fife, can you talk us through their value to the side?
Yeah, obviously we're challenged externally after the first 2 weeks, but we just got back to basics, and we know what Nat, Aaron and Dave bring to us. They've been doing it for a long period of time, and it's really good for them to stand up when we need them, but it's a support from Lachie Neal and Michael Walters, the guys that are really driving the standards at the club, and with the kids coming in, it's our job to try and live up to their standards.
What do you think about your ball movement tonight for a large part of it? Seemed to really struggle against North Melbourne's numbers behind the ball. Was that sort of featured in Ross Lyon's addresses at three-quarter time, half-time?
Yeah, not too much. It was more about the effort. We knew going in that they're a really good, strong fullback team, like Zeeble and guys, get back inside 50, but it was about the work rate and the guys getting back in and supporting the numbers, but it comes down to the forwards putting that pressure on, and it helps the back line out. So we need to drive that standard, which we have the last 2 weeks, and keep going like that.
Brady, North Melbourne have faded a bit in games this year. Was anything said in the player group, even though you're 15 points down at three-quarter time, that look, North, a bit of a history of stopping at times this year. Was the players aware of what's happened this year in that sense?
Not really. We didn't really speak about it. We just focused on our football. We knew if we brought that effort and fixed our ball movement that we could run over the top. We had some really good quarters last week against Melbourne where we scored a lot of goals. So we know we've got the capability to do that. It was just about bringing it to life.
And who gave you the little off-the-shoulder number that we saw in the last quarter?
I think it was Lachie Hansen in the end, but that's AFL football. That's the ability to stand up for myself. I know guys are going to come after me, so I've got to stand up for myself. And the players around me really supported me, so that's good.
There was a bit going on early in that scrimmage. A few of you might have given away your pocket money today.
I don't know if I have that much to give away, so I might have to get the club to cover me.
Good on you, mate. Thanks for joining us.
No worries. Thanks very much.
Brady Gray, good to see he hasn't lost his sense of humour in that match.